Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and what a beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. I exercised this morning. I actually taught two classes. I taught a cycling class, and I taught a weight training class. 2 hours. It's 2 hours with me is a lot, believe me, even for me. But I want to welcome you to Reality Spirituality, and for my new listeners, you're probably asking, what the hell is reality spirituality? Well, I'm glad you asked. Reality spirituality is a term that I use that describes your everyday life experiences and the link with your everyday life experiences to spirituality. Everything that you do throughout your day has a link and has a lesson and also has a message for you. Now, the only thing, are you tuned in or tuned out? It's just like this radio show. You can tune your, let's say this, your journey to any station you like. You can live your life any way you want. Now, you can live either, you can live it bumping into walls, noticing things that are not really that important. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I was standing in line waiting. Actually, I was waiting for a prescription. And when you're in the pharmacy, there's a sign that says, you know, you have to stand back. This is for privacy. You want to create the privacy. You don't want everybody to know what kind of drugs you're on. So there is a line that's probably about 15 feet away from the counter. And there's a huge sign that says, wait until you're called, but please stand back, stand behind this line to give other people their privacy. It's not like standing in line at a grocery store where you're elbow to elbow with people. No, you've got to actually stand back. At least that's the sign. That's what the sign says. Well, for whatever reason, I was the pharmacist was talking to me, and actually they had to check a couple of medications. Trust me, it's just a cream. It's a cream. I have this susceptibility to get my podiatrist said that I'm very susceptible to fungus, and I'm always walking around and you know, in water if I teach a water class. So I've got this cream that I have to put on literally for the rest of my life. So anyway, that's basically what it is, because I. Full disclosure, there's no secrets here. So I'm standing in line, and the pharmacist was checking on a generic brand. And this a woman who didn't pay any attention to the sign stood right behind me. And when I say right behind me, she was I mean, if I turned and I had my arms out, I would hit her. Now, if this happened to me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or more, believe me, this woman would have been directed by me to stand behind that line. You're crowding into my space. But for some reason, no, there's not some reason, I tend these days in my life right now, I'm not talking about something that's really not that important. I don't care if she's right behind me. Now, somebody else might care, but hey, who cares? I don't care what kind of medication I was getting. Say I was getting medication, it doesn't matter to me. There's no big secrets. I don't have any secrets. I don't have any. You're in my space. No, I put my hands up over my head. I was just relaxing, and this woman just stayed right next to me. I was talking to the pharmacist about my fungal cream, and finally another clerk behind the counter, she told the woman, "You're supposed to stand behind the line. You give people their privacy." But basically, that wasn't important. And the topic today is, one of the topics is, what is really important to you? I mean, to you, individually, my dear audience, to you, what is important to you? Is it important that people follow rules? Is that important to you? Is it important that you follow rules? When I say rules, like the example I gave at the pharmacy. Well, at this stage of the game, I am letting go of everything in my life that I don't deem important. And how do I determine what's important and what's not? That is the foundation of reality spirituality, and this is how I make that determination, and this is how I make that choice. I've said it so many times, but it's always good to repeat. We are energy. We are consciousness. We are conscious energy. Now, we're surrounded by this body, but who we really are is conscious energy. And guess what? Energy never dies. I've had a few deaths in my family. In fact, the closest one, of course, was my father in 2008. But let me tell you something. I don't feel like my father is, like I can't talk to him, or I can't feel him, or I don't know where he is because he's dead. No, his energy is still with me. His presence, he's still around. Now, he's not here physically. But when I'm saying conscious energy, that's what we are in this very brief moment that we're on this planet in this particular time. And with that said, back to the example of the radio, you have the power, I have the power to control, to create, to determine what my energy flow is going to be. meaning. There's a difference between your energy when you're sad and versus when you're happy. Big difference. You can feel the difference. You can feel how you feel between those two emotions. And the list of emotions is endless. But what I want to share with you is what I've discovered, that you can keep your energy tuned to a high frequency, which is going to make you feel great. The frequency of contentment, the frequency of peace, the frequency of all is well, the frequency of everything is in order, the frequency of love, the frequency of allowing, the frequency of accepting, all of these frequencies are a higher frequency than, I'm only using higher or lower, but a higher frequency than anger, resentment, complaining, negativity, sad, bad, all of those, those are frequencies also. But you, my dear listener, have the power to control your frequency 24/7. And what does that mean to you? That means throughout your day that you are going to be skipping and jumping and loving everything that happens to you, because whatever happens, there is a lesson underneath. There is an underlining lesson. There is an underlining message if you look for it. There is a treasure that we have access to. But number one, you gotta want that treasure. And the treasure is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is living happily ever after in every moment of your life. It doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter the circumstances. The circumstances are not important. Circumstances are not important. That's where I am. And I have to say, I didn't get there overnight. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. But it is possible, regardless of your circumstances. This is another point. I'm talking to you directly. That's right, you. Do you realize, do you know that there is nothing wrong with you? Nothing. There is nothing you need to do. There is nothing you need to achieve. There is nothing you need to. There is nothing you need to accomplish. There is nothing you need to change. Isn't that a different something that you haven't heard before? I don't know about you, but I grew up in a family and then out into the world. There's always something wrong with me. from parents saying, oh, you're not trying hard enough in school. Listen, if I didn't bring home an A, I had a problem. Even if I brought home a B+, I had a problem. Oh, that meant I was lazy, I wasn't trying, I wasn't working to my potential. How many of you heard that? How many of you have heard that? These voices and listen, my parents didn't know anything other than what they tried to teach me. If they knew something else, they would have taught me something else. So there's no blame. Absolutely none. Because when we all know better, we actually have a choice of either doing better or not doing better. But they didn't know. Their concept of a purpose, an individual's purpose, was colored by what was taught to them. Life meaning, okay, you have a job, you buy a home, you get married, you have a family, you know, the same old recycled, I want to say a four-letter word, crap. There, I said it. The same old recycled crap. But it's up to each individual to discover their own purpose and to discover their own path and to discover themselves. Now, when I say purpose, what does that mean? Each of us have gifts. We are all given special gifts. I don't care who you are, you have a gift. Whether your gift might be talking, your gift might be patience, your gift might be artistic, your gift might be musical, your gift might be a writer, writing, acting. Everyone has a gift. But is that gift your purpose? It could be. These are my thoughts. This is my opinion. My purpose is to experience this life joyfully and gratefully. That's it. Grateful and joyful. And that is what I'm going to create for the rest of this lifetime. That's it. Joy and gratitude. Now, there is another very key element. And the key element is a four-letter word. And we all know what it is. It's love. And when I say love, I mean the true meaning of love. See, there's a difference between what we've been taught and what love really is. This is what I believe. Listen. I'm a big fan of the movies. In fact, romance movies, oh my goodness. Colored my life and my idea of love and happily ever after, and Prince Charming is going to get married and live happily. And guess what? The love that I am talking about is never, it never exists on the outside. The love that I'm talking about lives inside. It lives inside. I have a different concept of what loving a person is now than I did in my 20s and 30s and 40s, I have to say. Because I thought loving a person meant that we hang out together, we have the same kind of interest, I've got your back, you've got my back. You know, what we're taught in the movies. But this concept of love that I've grown into is a love that is unconditional. But guess what? It's unconditional directed at me. Directed internally. That's why I said there's nothing wrong with you at all. If you could have a conversation, well, let me not say it like that. This loving self, self-love, self, you know, whatever, good self-esteem, the concept of loving self is not about anything you have to do. It's about something you feel. You feel it, and it manifests by how you treat yourself. Now, I'm not talking about having French fries. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your thoughts about you. And let me say this. If you are critical, okay, I'm not going to put yourself, I'm going to leave you out of it. I was my biggest critic. Oh, there was always something that I wasn't doing right. And there was always something that I didn't get done. And there was always something that I was my biggest critic. And guess what? That is what I'm talking about when I say self-love. I am becoming, oh my goodness, I'm having a moment. I am becoming my best friend. And when I have a best friend, I don't want anybody to be critical. I'm not going to listen. Love. Remember the words, joy, gratitude, and love. Do they have any, does criticizing have any place in that combination? I say no. Becoming my own best friend. Now, what does that mean and how does that manifest? Well, this is how it manifests. I am not going to criticize myself anymore. Now, listen, I'm not going to be able to just, this is something, like I said, it takes time, but I'm done. I've criticized myself all my life, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. Doesn't make me feel good, doesn't make me feel loved, doesn't make me feel joy, doesn't make me feel grateful. So it's got to go. And with that, you open up, or I opened up, this feeling of acceptance of me, accepting everything and anything about me. When I began to accept myself, everything about me, with all the labels that I used to put on it, good, bad, guess what? I was able to accept others. I was able to stop criticizing others. Because quite frankly, when I look at anyone else and I had a critical thought, oh, and believe me, I was a master. If you could get a black belt on criticizing somebody, oh, I black belt, honor, gold medal, I, believe me, I would have been awarded every freaking year, every month, every day. I knew what was wrong with people. I knew why, and I knew what they needed to do to fix it. I was so into you should, but the thing is, criticizing others just comes from me criticizing myself. Now, why did I want to stop criticizing others and myself? Coming full circle back to the energy, back to the vibration, back to the frequency, back to feeling. This world is about feeling. I'm going to get off of that we. I was looking for a feeling to make me, this feels so good. I was looking for something outside of myself to give me this feeling. Listen, I looked for it in relationships. I looked for it in jobs. I looked for it in accomplishments. I looked for it in travel. I looked for it in what area I live in. I looked for what kind of house I'm going to buy. I was looking for a feeling because if I have this, then I'm going to feel better. That's what this is all about, searching for this feeling. Why does someone want to be, have millions of dollars? Well, there's a couple of reasons. They use a reason like, now I have freedom. If I have all this money, I have freedom. I'm going to let that go for a second. But the other reason is they think it's going to make them feel good. I did things because I thought, did things, said things, accomplish things, didn't accomplish things, because I thought it was going to bring me a feeling. I'll never, listen, I've traveled. I haven't been to all of the places in the world, of course, but I was an avid skier. And when I started skiing, I didn't want to ski anywhere local. That's for the peons. So do you know where my first skiing trip was? There was a local area. Since I live in California, you can drive 2 hours up to the mountain and you can go skiing. And then we also have in California, if you want to drive 8 hours or 10 hours, you can drive to Mammoth or Lake Tahoe. But guess what? Mammoth and Lake Tahoe. Oh, that wasn't good enough for me. Oh, no, because I thought that where I went to ski, it was a prestigious, it's into this prestige. I don't want to go to Mammoth and Tahoe. That's not prestigious enough. That's exactly what I thought. So guess where my first trip, my first skiing vacation was? Oh, I think big, people. Aspen. Because if you're a skier in the skiing community, oh yes, I skied Aspen. Oh, you get a lot of eyebrows going up. It's a good feeling. Because it's about that. Which, believe me, yeah, I went to the whole thing with Aspen, got the t-shirts, got the patches, got the, you know, pictures, movies. Yeah, I skied Aspen t-shirts. I skied Aspen. Oh, gee, really? Oh. Well, guess what? Nah. It's always something else now. Guess where my next trip was? Because, see, I didn't know this then, but I know it now. And this is only about me. I'm not talking about anybody else. Just letting you into my head. Guess where my next trip was? If I skied Aspen, what's bigger than Aspen? Well, you're right. I had to leave the country. Guess where I had to ski? Yes, it starts with an S and ends with a land. Switzerland. I had to go to Switzerland to ski. Oh, yes. And let me tell you something. It was a feeling I was searching for. A feeling of contentment. Inner contentment that I didn't have. And I thought that these vacations would satisfy. Nope, did not. Did not. So when I say I'm searching for a feeling, isn't that universal? Aren't we all searching for a feeling of being loved unconditionally? But I was searching outside of myself. I was searching outside of self. And any time that I look outside of self, it's just like eating junk food. Yeah, it tastes great, but it's really not satisfying. Scratch that. It is satisfying. It is satisfying. I'm talking about. It doesn't really stay with you. It's not permanent. I'm talking about a contentment, a peace of mind, and knowing that everything's, I want this to be permanent. I don't want anything to come and go. A permanent feeling of contentment. And I have the power to create that in my life every single day, every minute of every day. And I said before, don't have to accomplish anything. Listen, I'm not talking about me sitting around not doing nothing. But I'm talking about I don't have to accomplish anything to have this internal contentment, this internal peace, this internal knowing that I am loved by me and the universe, grateful and joyful. This is a feeling that is now my foundation. You know, I'm talking and I haven't even invited my listeners to call in. You know, you can call in and ask me any question or have suggestions or thoughts or experiences, stories. Please call in. The number is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. I was looking at a part of a seminar that Katie Byron, what's her first name? It's got to be Katie, isn't it? Katie Byron? Yeah. And she had an audience. It looked like there were at least a couple hundred people, maybe more. You know, you can't see the whole audience, but it was a big audience. And she was talking about the mind and how our thoughts are really not our thoughts. They're a collective thoughts. And so when I was saying earlier about criticizing myself, who doesn't do that? But the real you, that entity, that energy, that consciousness that is really you, who you are, that is who I'm listening to now. And all I get is praise. And all I feel is good. Life is really simple. This journey is really simple. We humans complicate it up. But when you break it all the way down to its least common denominator, which I love to do, what is important to you? Is personal growth, spiritual growth, important to you? It's either yes or no. And if it is important to you, then I am going to promise and guarantee that when you are on this path of spiritual and personal growth, your life becomes richer. Your life becomes lighter. Your life becomes easy. That I promise. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Norrington, and I will talk to you again tomorrow, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.